welcome back to the Neutral Medical Report, third hour. Coming up tomorrow, we have Harley Schlanger on from Berlin, Germany. Lots of things going on. The election coming up, I believe, this weekend in France with Le Pen and Macron. The Macron meltdown, I call it. And Andrew Shatkin, our attorney from New York, and Firing Line, our wellness. And I hope we have our Josh Bernstein here. Josh, are you there? Ah, somebody got his wires crossed because it's the third hour on Thursdays, every Thursday, but I guess somehow he got his wires crossed and was going to be doing something else. Well, I'm just going to continue, and this is a really special day to me, and I'm really glad that we were able to get Lowell Ponte on for 2 hours to talk about health and wellness issues. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go down and talk about our QRMA machine. And this is my vision of what healthcare will be. Every home in America should have a QRMA machine. Every home should have access to online, if you want to call Intel like Watson, pre-diagnosis. It's not diagnosis, pre-diagnosis to say you can ask questions and we'll set up an intelligent system. And I'm working on the idea of creating software so you'll be able to ask even before you come and talk to Dr. Deagle, which, by the way, is free. You can email or call me, and if you're not a customer, and I'll provide you a free protocol to get you started, and then if you require medical testing, I do charge for my time if I have to review medical records and other things, but it's a minority of the time. Most of the time, if you say, hey, I've got a relative with mini strokes, or I got a friend with MS, or I have recurring, plantar fasciitis, or I've got chronic pain syndrome, I will tell you what you can do that will actually start moving you forward toward conquering your health issues. We're also dealing with the spiritual side of what's going on. There's a lot of confusion in so-called the churches. When Yeshua returns, when Lord God returns and the bride, the church is ready, we are going to have relationship with the Most High, and religion will fall away like scales from our eyes. Because relationship doesn't need priestcraft and religion, doesn't need real eyes going on, it just simply needs relationship with the Creator God. That's why when we have someone that's pragmatically trying to bring the scales off our nation, signing a bill today to allow the churches to talk about political things, whether they're Jewish, Christian, Muslim, or whatever, and bring issues forward on politics so we can actually have an open public discussion. And it's really good that this is finally coming to a head like a big boil at the University of California in Berkeley, where they're so over the edge now that even their own people, like Bernie Sanders, are even criticizing and saying, you're not going to let Ann Coulter, even though you totally disagree with her. In fact, if she says things you disagree with, then at least you can have a dialogue to show why your logic, your common sense, your decency is better than hers. And if you have a point, make it in an open forum. Don't go and say we're going to beat her up because, or we're going to harm her because we don't agree with her. So I think this is a really positive day. In fact, I think this is greater in some ways than even Neil Gorsuch becoming a Supreme Court justice, because it's changing the nature of what America is, which is going back to our roots of, it's not to separate the church from the state, which they got it wrong. It was to protect the church from the state. It was to allow religious truth to shine through as the basis for a constitutional republic, not to prevent the church from having an effect on the politic. And the idea, for example, if this had been the case before Roe versus Wade, we would never have abortion in America or promoted around the world. So let's look at what's going on. Apparently the bill has been passed now. This is really, the House repeals Obamacare, White House celebrates. That happened. Now, I don't know what's going to happen when the bill gets over to the Senate, but I can tell you, this is a really big win for Trump. This is really big. But even bigger is this religious freedom bill. When he passed, he has a nun there, and he has Jewish rabbis, and he has literally the granddaughter of, and he passes her the pen to say, hey, I respect black people, I respect black pastors, I respect people of religious belief systems, that if you're a decent, constitutional, God-believing American, we want to support you in your support of your political representatives. That's really good. I mean, that's amazing. And, of course, BuzzFeed, for example, is so bad. They're even joking about the idea of Trump assassination. I want to start seeing prosecutions of people in the social media like BuzzFeed that make these and think it's a joke. I want to see them do some serious jail time. I want to think that people like Madonna, I've been thinking a long time about, about blowing up the White House, I want to see them have Police officers cuff them and haul them away in zip ties and put them in the back of a van and haul them away for indictments. I want to see, it's not a matter of freedom of speech. You cannot threaten the President of the United States or threaten an individual even like myself and expect to get away scot-free in a constitutional republic to protect citizens. You can't also tolerate MS-13 and say, with Obama, they knew these people were here. They even knew probably their GPS coordinates and where they were. Or they have a system set up so that when someone's brought into the country, after 24 hours, they can disappear to another state and they don't even track them. That's what's been going on during the Obaminator years. That's why I call them the Abominator, just like the Terminator. So let's look at some of the news items before I get back into health issues. So this is an interesting thing that's going on. Whoa. World burning, politics effing evil, people need peace. Wow. Sandstorm blankets huge areas of China. Now, people need to know what's going on. It's climate change and the desertification of the Gobi Desert is destroying China. The entire large Chinese, you call dragon cities along the coast, are now all blanketed with dust, as well as all the pollution. China is going down. Russia's going down because of the pollution of the toxic drugs like crocodile and vodka that's showing the young people have no hope. Here in America, the opiate epidemic, and by the way, it's because of hopelessness. People are trying to treat not just so physical pain, but psychic pain because they have no hope. The false churches, the false religions, the false political systems, especially of the left and the universities, give these children no hope because you're just highly evolved slime. You're not an advanced, wonderful creation of the Creator God that wants to create you as His children. No, no, you're just highly evolved slime. And monsters like Angela Merkel, Germans are laughing less during the Cold War than during the Cold War. So Angela Merkel's on her way out. And as Le Pen says, you're going to have a woman rule you. Either it's me or it's going to be Angela Merkel ruling us through Macron. And although the media tried to say that Macron has won this last debate last night, this is ridiculous. This is not going to happen. Weekend. Macron pulls ahead in snap poll following TV debate. This is foolishness. This guy's a smirking idiot fool. And he supports things that are plainly obscene. So that's what's actually happening. And some of the things that are going on with the human race are weird. Like man kills neighbor who taught a parrot how to insult him. I mean, some of the things on Drudge are, you know, the human race is tempting God for judgment, tempting God. But, you know, God's still protecting America. There's enough good people, like the people that listen to this show, and want peace, security, want health care, want extended life, want it at a reasonable cost, that God is giving us grace. We have trumpets, the trumpets of God. Literally, God has given grace to say, hey, we want a relationship with Russia that will return to God through Vladimir Putin, who they think is a monster, but he's actually considered a higher member of the Russian Orthodox Church. And Russia needs to return to God to actually return even fertility and get off of the toxic vodka, which is killing their males. The average male Russian lives to be 56. They die. In terminal alcoholic failure, young people are dying with crocodile, low-quality heroin that even causes gangrene. It's called a crocodile because it's like being eaten by a crocodile because they get gas gangrene of their hands and fingers and web spaces or under their tongue or under their eyeballs. I mean, that's how gross it is. And as a drug doctor, as a drug doctor worked in the emergency department, I've seen people do the most horrendous things as a toxicologist. You can't get away from it. We need to decriminalize drugs. We need to medicalize them. If you're a teacher in school or operating equipment, and it's not just illegal drugs, it's legal drugs too. There's a lot of drugs that doctors are giving that make people incompetent to operate either automobiles or equipment, especially if they're tired. So you combine alcohol with medical drugs or drugs, even marijuana that has high amounts of delta-9 THC, you're incompetent. And there's simple ways and technologies that I've developed that can actually measure your competency. If you have a coruscate of your eyes, you can have a simple device in every automobile or every piece of equipment. If you have a coruscate, you're incompetent. The connection between the geniculate nuclei and your eye movements shows that you don't have cortical connections to your frontal lobes and you're no longer capable of operating an automobile or equipment. That is a simple, simple device that I can tell you how to build in a matter of hours. Really, really easy. And no one, they should have not only their blood drawn, but have competency tests done with equipment that the police could have in their own squad car. Okay? So it's not just whether you're over 0.08 in alcohol or you have a combination I call a cocktail of toxic drugs like serotonin reuptake inhibitors, lack of sleep, alcohol, and marijuana. You can have a toxicology of a number of things below what's called a toxic threshold, and you're still incompetent and going to kill yourself or someone else. So people need to know that. So that is really, really positive. So I don't know what the Senate's going to do when this bill gets over there. I know that Rand Paul, a lot of people think, well, this is going to spend more money. You're going to pay one way or the other with the EMTALA laws. And I had a big argument with Ann Morrison a few weeks ago, which says there's no constitutional thing that we have to have health care. Why do people still say foolish things like that? We have the Veterans Care Act that's over 100 years old. We have the EMTALA laws that came into act just before I moved to Georgia to work in the private practice, to work in the trauma and burn unit in the emergency department in the Augusta Regional Trauma Center. And months before I arrived there, if you had a serious health illness and or you were dying because you had gunshot wounds, they'd strap you to a gurney and let you die outside the emergency room doors so that they wouldn't have the cost of taking care of your carcass. Everyone, even if you arrive here 2 hours earlier from Africa or Central America, you have to, by EMTALA rules, take care of them. Now, I saw Jimmy Kimmel crying about his baby with heart disease. Now, you need to understand, when my daughter had heart surgery, that Kelsey had 2.5, I worked with CCOM, Colorado Center for Rock Med, back in the mid-90s. And shortly after, not only did they haul me into the boardroom and tell me how one of my guys in the exit examining team for Oklahoma City Mura, but it raised the premium costs through the ceiling for CCOM and for their health plan because my daughter's heart surgery cost a few $100,000. So they not only gave me a death threat, which I demanded a check of $50,000 and a letter of reference, but they told me how it raised their health care costs. It's not right. So when Jimmy Kimmel's crying, the man is a human being, about his child that needs to have heart surgery. And I think it's obscene that we can measure human lifespan and say whether it's an 80-year-old person that needs a surgery or a treatment, and we're going to say, well, their Apache score is such and such. Because, by the way, in countries like Canada, which are obscene, and you need to know, if you're listening to this in Canada, you need to know that in Canada, they don't debate this, they just kill you. They start giving you high-dose narcotics and make you expire by stopping your respiratory drive center. Okay? I saw them do it in Canada to both of my parents, who could have received more care and could have received better care and may have survived. But I want you to understand this. This is not open for your debate. My experiences, my knowledge, are not open for you to debate. I'm the teacher. You're the student. You need to listen up and take it to heart that this is just the way it is. As ugly and as truthful as it is, I can provide solutions. I want health care to be a right. I want a value-added tax to pay for health care. I want no insurance carriers. I want no malpractice. I want no state licensure. I want lateral training so a medic coming back from the field of duty of 3 or 4 tours of duty in Afghanistan, who's now, in a sense, a trauma surgeon, can simply take the online training and do the letters, centers of excellence to prove they know how to put a chest tube in and sew up a wound or go in and do surgery and learn a half a dozen or a dozen procedures and become certified as a trauma surgeon. I want to see nurse practitioners who want to be obstetricians take the additional training and boom, they are. I want to see massage therapists become nurses or physicians. I want to see people who have special skill sets to learn how to be functional medicine doctors. We can train them laterally through online training courses. And then when it goes through actual, if you want to call it, testing centers, we can make sure they're competent to actually do these things. And it's very doable nowadays in the day and age we have of online training and centers of excellence to learn. For example, when I took my first trauma training back in the 80s, early 80s, at the Savannah Regional Trauma Center in Savannah, Georgia, before I started working at the trauma center in Augusta, we did train with the 82nd Airborne, and we had moulage there where these guys would have chicken bones sticking out of their leg or arm. And they would be making sounds like they're bleeding to death. We're pretending we're going to put a chest tube in and so on. And you need to understand, I've gone through that many, many, many times. And I can tell you, many of these medics and so on that are coming back from the field of duty, they can't even ride in an ambulance in America. How obscene is that? Young, smart, intelligent men and women who are very competent to become surgeons or doctors would love to do it. This is part of their soul, to be a health provider, to take care of people. Yet we put blockades. Or senior doctors like myself. I'm 65. I would love to volunteer 2, say, mornings a week where I take care of people. You don't even need to pay me much or anything. I'll just do it. But you know what? With malpractice costs and with the licensure and with the predatory nature of medical boards, like the Colorado Medical Board, who didn't want me there because I was pushing hyperbaric oxygen treatments and alternative nerve mapping technologies and helping pain centers. No, they don't want someone that busts up their cartels or writes, you know, like alternative, ratings like Dr. Michael Janssen, who threatened me back in August of 2000 to say, you know, you wrote in your report that I paralyzed a patient from an unnecessary procedure and put screws through the spinal nerve roots, which, by the way, the MRI report showed it did happen. And the nerve mapping demonstrated, and then the MRI scan showed with quote marks, that's what actually happened. And you have to understand that the corrupt system can't withstand the truth. If you want a system that's going to be cost-effective and safe, and it's going to treat you or your little kids that got heart disease, or your mom and dad that are in their 70s or 80s, you have to listen to Dr. Deagle, not Dr. Price or even Donald Trump. They're going to give you a system that's temporarily going to try to control costs, but ultimately it's not going to fix the problem. So they're going to fix it temporarily. That's it. And it's just more of what I call embalming care. It may not be Obamacare anymore, but it's still embalming care. E-M-B-A-L-M. So get with the program. And what I want to invent is something that's never existed on Earth before. We have pre-diagnostic quantum testing, where you have functional medicine testing of genetics, where you look at the toxicology of the entire environment, including the food supply, the water they drink, the air they breathe, the toxic materials in building homes, the toxic materials that are present when people drive to school or work, the exposure to radiotoxins from local nuclear reactors that are post-geriatric, the exposure to smart meters and fixed-mode power supplies that are causing body entrainment of their cell membranes to toxically scramble their DNA and their cross-connections with their telomeres. I want to deal with all of these issues, and I know how to. I know how to deal with every one of these issues and give you a concrete plan to solve it. And do you think there's any one single individual out there that can do that? Not. But I can be the head that can direct thousands of doctors and health professionals to say, we'll provide you with solutions, government, or the people. And I want the money to not go back to the state. I want the value-added tax to go back to the county where citizens and health providers who are paid a salary, not a fee-for-service, are the ones that are in control, not government. I do not want state government. I don't want federal government. I want simply the flow of money from the VAT to go back to the county. The county hospital, the county citizens, the county health providers, including medical doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, geneticists, etc., they're the ones that will determine who's hired and what kind of services are offered and how they're going to serve the public. And the public should have an equal say in that. And they should have short terms, maybe two-year term, so that, like the Cincinnati's rule, we don't get career pseudo-politicians that get themselves ensconced into a pseudo-political office. We want citizens that will provide help to other co-citizens. And we want to keep the process so simple it doesn't become another political boondoggle. That's what we want. So people need to know that's very possible. Now let's get into, and we're going to probably soon hit a hard break here in a second, but I want to get into some of the things that I've recently done in terms of consultations. And we'll start off with some of the ones that I consider some of the more difficult consultations that we've had recently. I have one gentleman all the way over in London who continues to have some rectal bleeding. Well, of course, he's probably got hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids basically are your veins that subside or tunnel underneath the dentate or white ligament. The veins are weakened, so you can take vein away and collagen max to strengthen those vessels. That'll stop your hemorrhoids. You can normalize the motility of the lower bowel and recolonize it with Living Probiotic Ultra, and IBS Care, which is the bowel release carnitine. And that'll stop it. If you've got inflammatory bowel, we can look to see if you've got anti-gliadin antibodies or food allergies that are triggering off tertiary spasms of your bowel that are causing hemorrhoids, dysbiosis, or diverticular disease, which can be very dangerous because it can be left-sided appendicitis. Back in a moment. Your questions, 800-313-9443. Back in just a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Well, we'll see if we can get Josh back on his regular hours, the third hour on Thursday. Something wires got crossed, but we'll take care of that. Now, I get all kinds of interesting questions. Sometimes it's a relative of a relative. One of my regular people who sends me tons of questions about all his friends, and there's several requirements. Number one, if I give you advice, I expect you to take exclusively, and I mean exclusively, my nutraceuticals. Do not ask me for advice and then start quoting you took this garbage from this company and that company and expect me to continue providing advice. I'm not going to. So if I get requests from someone like Mr. C, I'm not going to mention his last name, and he has a question regarding his friend with MS, I expect that, number one, I will respond to them personally by email or even phone at no cost to give them a basic starter protocol or even modify. It's only if I have to actually review records like an MRI scan or immunotoxicology or their spinal tap results or whatever in order to determine what the level of disease is, and there's five subclasses of MS. This one person is the first step, and I call it core treatment, is number one, you need to remyelinate. And that means we have to shut off the attack against oligodendrocytes. So we use sphingolin, which is myelin basic protein that creates immune tolerance so your body stops attacking the myelin sheath. We use Neurogen, which is docosahexaenoic acid to assist with remyelination. And you only need four layers of myelin to restore saltatory nerve conduction. You don't need 20 or 30, which is standard if a nerve is properly myelinated. We use malignant arrest to actually turn off the immune system and elagic acid malignant block and high-dose power C with full vitamin K2 minoquinone 7 to shut off the autoimmune reaction. And we use, of course, an advanced protocol, our new nutraceuticals, including antipathogenics. It turns out that Lyme or Lyme-like parasites triggers off the immune cross-reactivity that attaches the oligodendrocyte myelin sheath. So Nutrimune 26Y will help to fight that by lowering cytokine levels in the brain or peripheral and central nervous system and turning off the autoimmune reaction. We use antipathogenics like Nutriodine, 15 drops in water, 3 times a day, NutriSilver, which is our Angstrom silver that's the most powerful silver on the planet, delivery system, a liposomal enzymatic envelope, and Allicin Med, the most powerful form of Allicin with 200 milligrams more than Alamed at less than half the cost from our German source. Cell Defense Plus, curcumin to turn off the cytokines that attack the central nervous system, and we use a Maligna Block, which is sulfurphane glycosinolate to actually shut off and act as a DNA repair. Cell Detox Glutathione and Gamma A Plus to stop the different forms of free radicals that would attack the myelin sheath, because it turns out that the primary inflammatory changes in the brain are due to levels of peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical, which we can shut off. So that gives you a start. We also have peptides that can actually regenerate the nerve and central nervous system, and transcranial therapy like Lumen Photon in the brain, as well as other treatments which I can provide if I get a consultation. So this person, if they start on the basic core, which is Neurogen, Sphingolin, Maligna Rest, Ellagic Acid, Power C+, and Minoquinone 7, Full Vitamin K2, they're very likely going to put their MS into a quiescent phase and shut it down. And if you have to, we can resort to phase number 2. So it gives you an idea of the kind of things. And we're not doing that with the disease-modifying drugs used, like, you know, for MS, which can have very nasty side effects, like Copaxone and so on, that hurts like hell when you get the injections. Varicose veins. This person, they must have not been listening, because we talk about this very often. Vein away, and I could have put multiple names, artery healer, you know, eye healer in the blood vessels in your eye. Vein away is diosmin, and it literally inhibits the natriuretic peptidase enzyme that actually allows you to heal your blood vessel walls. And it's interesting, it's very similar to the drug Entresto, which is Sacubitril, and the Sacubitril basically blocks that enzyme pharmaceutically, but it's really expensive. Even with the card you can get from the company, it's ordinarily about $540 if you pay cash. If you have insurance, it's still going to cost you a lot of money, and even if you get $100 off, it's still $440 a month. Now, if you have insurance, it may cut down another $100 or $200, but you'd still, if someone's on a fixed income, $240 plus is too much. So vein away, ultrathiamine B1 for varicose veins, Power C Plus, because believe it or not, your collagen in your blood vessel walls and your elastin are dependent on vitamin C and Collagen Max. And those four things alone will usually stop spider nevi, varicose veins from progressing, and vascular degeneration. And then the next step is we use things like our S-methyl, S-adenosyl methionine, Omega Supreme Pro, Gamma A Plus, and Cell Detox Glutathione. So we can heal your vessels. Really simple. Varicose veins gone without surgery.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back. And by the way, this is a little statement here. No other nutraceuticals that are played inadvertently on my show I endorse, including Angioprim. You need to understand this, people. Nutrimeds are superior to anything else out there that someone wants to push. They're not qualified functional medicine doctors. Their nutraceuticals are not equivalent, whether it's Extend Divide or Heart and Body, Stross Heart Drops, or Angioprim. You need to understand, this has already been stated previously on my show, and you need to understand I do not endorse them. So now we got Josh now, and we got all the things sorted out. And Josh, I'd like you to kind of, you're the national representative for AMAC, and you're one of our first people to join our new podcasting system, which is going to allow us in simulcasting to get a lot more signal out to a lot of people. You're a pretty dynamic guy. I mean, I'm very impressed by the shows we've done together. What do you think of what Trump's done today with religious liberty? He had rabbis there, Christian leaders. I mean, I'm sure there were imams there basically saying you can talk now about church things, right, and you won't have the IRS after you. He also got the American Health Care Act through the Congress. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to get through the Senate without being modified, but that's right. Pretty damn miraculous. I mean, this guy, Trump, is he's like the basketball star. It wasn't the tallest basketball player, but he's the best. What's his name again? My name is Michael Jordan. He's the Michael Jordan. He's the anti-politician. The media doesn't know which way this guy's going to turn. Even Pelosi is cheering with her head back, laughing. Wow, we got a lot of stuff that's we on the left liked in this budget bill that's now going to the Senate. I mean, they don't understand who they're dealing with, do they? He's changing the game. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, look, I've said this many times. I think that, you know, his biggest opposition is not the Democrats. It's the Republicans, unfortunately. And, you know, look, he wants to get these things passed. He wants to keep his promises. And I believe that he truly does want to keep his promises. But when you have a $1.1 trillion spending bill to keep the government open and you're still funding sanctuary cities, Planned Parenthood, and not building the wall, I think a lot of people are going to have reserve about that.
I'll tell you what I think his strategy is. And this is I'm going to do a call a Bannon on this. He's realized with the justices of the Ninth Circuit Court and otherwise, this is going to get up to the Supreme Court. You're not going to get it through the House, including with these, you know, I call the cats in the Congress that are like herding cats, or through the Senate, which is even tougher because you have a small margin there, unless you have something that's literally a bill to say, we need to enforce constitutional law, we need to bring things, for example, the abortion bill, to at least call it back to say the 20th week or the 12th week or whatever. You're not going to have, and Trump's started to realize this, he can put an executive order and sit there and smile with his Cheeto dust face this morning about religious freedom, and he can get it through the Congress, but, you know, it's got to go through the Senate. And I think he's a pragmatic realist. He realizes now he's learning fast and hard and painful. The painful truth is Congress is not his buddy, okay? And right. That includes Mr. Paul Ryan. Ryan, to me, is, you know, A2 Trump A, you know? He's like Brutus. He's got a knife there trying to shove it between his ribs and Trump, and trying to pretend that he's his buddy. He's not his buddy. Now, there are a lot of these people in the Republican Party who should realize this is political suicide, because we only have so many months left, and we're dealing with midterm elections. And if they screw it up, it's going to come not on the Democrats' head, it's going to be on Republicans. Right? So when you have somebody like Jimmy Kimmel, and this guy, he proved he's actually a human being, having a child with a birth defect and in his heart, requiring heart surgery. Did you know that even in California that there's a 30% decrease in funding for heart surgery in children even before Trump or anybody else is involved? They've actually done that in the state of California. Did you know that?
I have heard about that.
Yeah, and that means 30%. Now, you got to understand this, people, okay? That means their child may be put on the back of the bus. Now, when I was practicing in Pekin, Illinois, as a director of ACMED there back in 97, 20 years ago, I saw kids that were in a home for children with Down syndrome and other problems, and they had children that were dying, and they weren't going to do surgery because they had pulmonary hypertension due to a heart defect, because it was thought it was more appropriate to let them die of pulmonary hypertension and congestive heart failure caused by this than do the surgery, which is relatively simple surgery. So that's an obscenity, and people need to know Jimmy Kimmel at this point was right on. I support Jimmy Kimmel, and the children like Jimmy Kimmel's child that needs heart surgery, and it's obscenity that we can build better bombs to rearrange camel dung and dust in some foreign country than to actually take care of our children who need a couple of minor surgery things done to their heart. It's sickening, isn't it? What do you think? I hear a beep beep sound, and I have a feeling we lost Josh. So hopefully we'll reconnect there in a second. Yeah, we'll get him back. Okay, so Sam's on it. He'll get him. So I'm really proud of what Trump did there. And I have a feeling, although we're boggled, we know that when he regroups in September, he'll have the health care bill probably through the Senate in some form. It'll probably be much more tamed in terms of taking care of the people with pre-existing conditions, etc. But nevertheless, it'll be through, and it'll be not the abomination of what we call Obamanation care, that's what I call it, or embalming care. It's not all the way to the plan, which I'm producing in a video that will be done by the weekend, which will be out and simulcast all over the place, including sent to Dr. Price and to Steve Bannon and to Donald Trump and his other people in his house. And I guarantee you his daughter, Ivanka, will like the bill that I'm going to recommend and the changes that need to be done on top of the current Dr. Price bills. Because remember, these are coming in pieces. It's not all one big thing. A number of it's going to be regulatory changes he's going to do. There'll be future pieces of health care bills that'll come in that'll actually fix parts that haven't been fixed in this bill. And we need to start moving toward what I call functional medicine, which is real anti-aging, including the environment of whether or not we approve toxic GMO foods, whether we allow toxins in our water, food, and air, whether we allow toxic building materials that can toxify people, whether we allow toxic electropollution from, you know, electric cooktops that give scalar radiation or microwaves that release radiation, or switching mode power supplies that scramble your DNA. And now they've come out, by the way, and the courts have come out and shown clearly that cell phones cause cancer. Finally, we actually have it. What are they going to do now? What's the cell phone company's going to do? They're going to get sued. And the lawyers are like Rottweilers. They're going to be drooling. Yeah, we're going to get them now. We're going to get them now. They can see billions. Billions. You know, like that astrophysicist back in the 90s used to talk about billions and billions of stars. Well, there's going to be billions and billions of dollars go to the coffers for causing cancer caused by people sticking a cell phone on the side of their head and causing lateralizing neurofibrillar tangles and multicentric astroglioma tumors or other forms of benign tumors and cancers of the eighth cranial nerve. That's going to happen. That's funny. We're not getting Josh back. Something happened there. Probably got an emergency call. So that's the situation there. In terms of the, let's see if we got any major updates here. Okay, let's move on in terms of talking about what are other health issues here. We had a gentleman who contacted me regarding very bad pruritus. This means itching all over. First thing we have is Allergan, which is our antihistamine that actually gets rid of histamine, and Allerblock that blocks histamine non-toxically so it doesn't interfere with other drugs. Doesn't sedate you, doesn't make you weird, doesn't interfere with the degradation of medical drugs, which can be dangerous. We had a cardiac drug a decade or so ago that actually was through the same pathway detoxifying in your liver. And if you took this antihistamine with a cardiac drug, you get heart block and you can actually die, believe it or not. We have Power C Plus and topical DHEA and pregnenolone to the regions involved with the pruritus. Staph infections, again, spray the area with NutriSilver. Take Nutridyne orally, 15 drops in water 3 to 4 times a day. Allicin capsules 3 to 4 times a day. And NutriImmune 26Y will help you fight staph in 26 major pathogens like Staph aureus, MRSA, Proteus mirabilis, Candida, all kinds of bugs. Helps you fight these infections, including cancer and turning off autoimmune disease and C-reactive proteins. Let's see, I had a lady who had very bad hip cartilage. She's in Spain. If you want to know, can we ship to her? Of course we can. We can ship to McMurdo Bay in Antarctica. We ship everywhere. We don't yet have FedEx to Mars, but I'm sure once we have admission of our Mars colony, we'll ship there too. Repeat x-rays in 6 months, and you can do hip ultrasound if the hip joint is dry. First thing I recommend is under a C-arm, put in a Hyland 3 million molecular weight polymer to maintain a hydroviscous layer. Regrow the cartilage with a Lumen Photon machine. You can use peptides too, it can give you. But the primary core is to give you joint performance, tendon mender, collagen max, mountain red velvet, to rebuild the hydroviscous layer and the glycosaminoglycans in the joint, and use a Lumen Photon on a NICO setting to regenerate the tissues. And we can use peptides as well that will actually regenerate through the heterochromic peptides that will actually regenerate the hip joint itself. So we have our colleague too, Dr. Centeno, in the Grand Cayman Islands, can actually take your bone marrow out, multiply your stem cells, modify them for musculoligamentous regeneration, and put them under x-ray guidance directly in your hip joint. So there's all kinds of options. You don't need to go and go crazy and think, I got to do a hip replacement. No, you don't. Your doctor's trying to do that because he wants to buy a bigger boat, believe it or not. Let's see. What's the next question? I had one of our guys that regularly listens to the program, and of course, he's a smart fellow. He's a former engineer and so on, but he says, you know, I talk too fast, which is true. You can slow it down to Barry White speed, or you can just simply email me or call me, and I'll talk to you person to person after the show and I'll give you some advice. It only time it becomes a consult if I actually have to review medical records and go over your 11-page history form and review imaging studies, and basically I can review reports and studies in every specialty on Earth, in everything, radiology, immunology, toxicology, organic acids, metabolites, you name it, I can do it, okay? And I can teach anybody, anywhere, this technology I'm learning. And it, by the way, my learning is continuing to expand dramatically, so it's not a fixed thing. There's like, hey, fixed knowledge 2017, no. A year from now, the protocols will have been upgraded further that we're dealing with all these issues. Alzheimer's, somebody wanted to know, what do we do with Alzheimer's? First off, what is Alzheimer's? Well, first off, you can have multi-infarct dementia caused by microclots being thrown off because you've got pulmonary emboli. And there's a thing called the ostium secundum flap valve between your right and left atrium. So if you've got right atrial clots, you can throw off microclots to your left atrium because 25% of the population, if you do an echocardiogram, have a flap valve that allows right atrial microemboli to go across, not through the lung fields where they're destroyed, but go directly to the left atrium and shoot up the carotid arteries to your brain, to your middle cerebral artery. So, if you do an ultrasound and then do also a carotid B-scan ultrasound, you can determine if there's plaque there that can be thrown off. And if you don't have a flap valve, first off, what we do to regenerate the brain and neurotransmitter levels, we use Cognition Plus, Brain Power. We can also add Synaptin, which is a little brother to the Cognition Plus. Brain Mag, which is the magnesium L-threonate to turn off inflammatory and seizure-like activity. If we have CoQ10 ubiquinol, which works in brain tissue to increase the metabolism of astrocytes for your neural networks, and Neurogen to remyelinate nerve fiber tracts, because if you do a quantitative electroencephalogram to look for coherence, voltage patterns, etc., they're always abnormal in people that have early dementing illness of any kind, rather than just calling it Alzheimer's, dementing illness. And we can also restore the voltages and the coherence pattern and the frequency matching of different parts of the cortex, because you have to match the same phase frequency and voltages if you're going to learn a new neural network. It's always based on parsing old neural networks for harmonically resonant. In other words, you learn by hierarchical resonant networks. And Neurogen, if you do advanced treatment, you want to support cholinergic pathways. I'm looking at bringing another cholinergic substance as well into the program. We have CDP or cytidine choline, uridine or uridine monophosphate, depending on whether you're a fast or slow acetylator on your 23andMe Prometheus analysis, ultrathiamine B1, and then all those three are necessary to increase acetylcholine for your vision, hearing, and your hippocampus for your memory card file system. Then we have to turn off the free radicals in your brain, gamma A plus stops with tocopherols and tocotrienols, the gamma hydroxypro, what's called the peroxynitrate free radicals, and cell detox glutathione, they call the God molecule, acetylglutathione turns off the hydroperoxy radical. We want the omega fatty acids, and people don't realize the average omega fatty acids, even if they're high quality, are 4% absorbed. Ours is 400% more absorbed. Omega Supreme Pro with monoglyceride, and then to turn off the autoimmune disease and the brain cytokine levels, NutriImmune 26Y. So there's ways of us doing that. We also have peptides that can work specifically on the brain, and transcranial and energetic therapies to increase brain regeneration with your stem cells. And we use things like mountain red velvet. My licensure is just about completed, so we bring in and encapsulating the DR capsule form of mountain red velvet that's the template for reprinting or toning or creating a new regeneration of any organ in your body, including brain, heart, liver, kidney, skin, hair, whatever, nails. So that's available and will be available, and I will have the patents not only on that technology, but on the intravenous forms of mountain red velvet for both surgical use and for organ 3D organ printing. I will have the patents on those shortly. World patents. Dr. Deagle will have those. Let's see. People say, can you reverse Alzheimer's? Of course. It depends. Don't call it Alzheimer's. No one's going to volunteer for a brain biopsy. It's a dementing illness. And most people don't know they're in trouble until they're last out of the few good neurons, or they've demyelinated to the brain so the frontal lobes are no longer connecting, or their voltages are shot, or their neurotransmitter levels are gone, or their brain's so inflamed, or their circulation is so shot they get, we call, if they do a SPECT blood flow scan, they have very poor circulation to different parts of their cortex and their deep nuclei that pace the brain and set up what's called the neural network arrays. Diabetes. What is diabetes? Diabetes is free radical illness in your skeletal muscles that causes proteins to be glycated with sugar, and the diabetic changes also change the methylation index of your blood vessel walls. They burn out your brain cells, so you eventually develop what we call type 3 diabetes, which is Alzheimer's disease. First step is dibetaline and berberstatin and biotin plus before each meal or snack, and Nutritrella and carnosine D-link to prevent proteins from being glycated by oxidized sugar. It's the free radicals, primarily in your skeletal muscles, that upgrade free radical by losing superoxide-dismutase 1 isoenzyme, primarily from copper deficiency. So, yes, you need our minerals plus, but you also need copper Regenimax to restore that, plus the minerals present in diabetoline and biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic will restore leptin sensitivity and insulin. So that's important. Diabetes is the a multi-layered illness, and the doctors are completely missing it. It is not a sugar problem primarily. It's just a bystander. So when your doctor says that, they're giving you information that's out of date. If they contact me, I'll give them the latest, and I'll put them into a state of cataplectic medical shock. Cephalexin, it's an antibiotic and can often produce allergic reactions. Again, Allerblock, Allergan, DHA, and pregnenolone. And, of course, again, to lower cytokine levels, we have high-dose Power C with full vitamin K2 that will turn off your cytokines due to systemic reactions, including Rocky Mountain spotted fever or cytokine storm from a septic infection. Power C Plus can literally turn off the septic reaction of your immune system. If it was used in ICU, many of the people wouldn't die of sepsis.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, and I want to revisit the QRMA, Quantitative Resonant Magnetic. I got to tell you, I'm so pleased with this latest machine. It's amazing. And we have a deal right now. We have a tremendous percentage off, and you get free consultations for yourself and all your family members. And I'm not a stickler. If it's a second cousin, it's your twice removed, it's your grandfather or your grandkids, there's no charge for an analysis, ever. Not 6 months or a year from now, ever. And all you have to do is just send me a paragraph or so, or a couple sentences, or even more if you want, on that person. Tell me what they're doing and what health problems and challenges they have. And then I integrate that with the functional medicine evaluation of their QRMA. And I'll give you a list of nutraceuticals. Now, I do have a tendency to try to overwhelm people, so I'm going to temper that back and say, here's the core. here's the advance, and here's like the, you know, if you really want to address everything. Now, I only will give nutraceuticals for those things that are showing up either in your history or on the QRMA, they're in the yellow or red zone, which means they have to be pretty bad. Like your iron levels in your boots, or your blood viscosity is super high, or you're showing signs of your thyroid failure, or if your male hormone, you're in andropause as a man, or your adrenals are shot. So you're only going to get recommendations either your history or your testing shows you're really messed up. Now, I will also recommend in some cases that things are so messed up we need to actually get a consultation with a physical doctor, do specific types of imaging tests or other types of testing. So if you tell me my legs are like stovepipes and I didn't yet go to, and my cardiologist did a beta natriuretic peptidase and an echocardiogram and I'm in heart failure and he told me I have 90 days to live, I'm going to recommend more advanced testing like a blood rheologic blood viscometry through Meridian Valley Labs, a fibrin degradation products, a factor V Leiden mutation, and various immunological testing to find out why you're a mess. And then I'm going to give you specific benchmarks that you or your cardiologist needs to do, which is good quality, what I call conventional advanced cardiac treatment, for example. Or if you've got cancer, don't ask me to, you know, I can give you nutraceuticals to help you survive your conventional chemo to increase your chances of survival, although half the people who go on paint-by-numbers chemo die of the treatment. What you want is you want to listen to my advice, and if I say go to a biological dentist to remove your mercury amalgams and take oral chelation for a matter of years, not months, afterward to pull it out, and then do the QRMA testing, and then if we have to pack red cell tests to measure your conventional minerals to make sure, because a lot of time people don't realize this, if you pull it out too fast, you're going to dump, and number two, it's often sequestered. If it's decades after you had the amalgams put in your mouth, you have to take detoxification agents for years. This isn't going to happen overnight. And you can do testing with a QRMA or PAC red cell test after your challenge because it's going to pull it out of the sequestered compartment. So your regular doctor may presume, whether they're a regular dentist or doctor, they know this stuff. I can prove to you they don't know what the hell they're doing. And I can prove it with testing that'll validate what I'm saying is the truth. Okay, so I'm not just saying this to say I'm an arrogant SOB and I'm going to tell you this stuff. You need to listen, and your doctor, dentist, whatever needs to listen, that I will make them a better health provider if they'll listen to Professor Dr. Bill, okay? So, QRMA tests, everybody should have one in their home. Everybody should have a clinic that has a metapathy machine. Everybody should have geneticists and organic acid experts. They should have not only doctors, but nurse practitioners, chiropractors, oriental medicine doctors that can do acupuncture, deep massage therapists to break up scar tissue, functional rehab doctors that can get them in a proper training and rehab center, that will not cause compression fractures from the type of training you do. All this needs to be in our health centers. Everybody should have pure water system water so you're not drinking toxic water in your home and wondering why you're not getting your health back. So if you want to get well, ask for free advice. Just email or call me and I'll give you free advice. If it looks too complicated and requires a consult, I'll recommend that to you. But do it today, 888-212-8871, and always support NutriMedical. We're here for you. We pray for you. We'll take care of you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.